Lilui Nishmas Abba Murray Zichwana Livracha. We're up to Simon Sadi Dal. The Shulchan Aruch says, Bekumo Lispalo, when you get up to Davin, Im Haya Omeid Bechutz Laretz Yachshir Pano Kneged Eretz Yisrael. You should face Eretz Yisrael. Based on a pasuk, Vispalo Elecha Derech Artsam. You're davening in the Derech, in the direction of Eretz Yisrael. V'yachavin Gam U'yushalayim V'lmikdash U'beis Kodesh HaKodeshim. And while you're facing Eretz Yisrael, you have in Yachavin Libo. You think about the idea that as if you're Omeid Bemikdash, Asher B'Yushalayim, welcome Kodesh HaKodeshim. When you daven, you should think as if you're standing in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. It's a very powerful idea. We'll see later, this means that before you start, you think about this, and then during davening, you think about what the words mean. This idea is what you think about before you start davening. What if you're in Eretz Yisrael? Hey, Omid Be'eretz Yisrael. Then Yachzer Panav Keneged Yerushalayim. You face Yerushalayim. V'yachavin Gam Mikdash Ubeis Kodesh HaKodeshim. And think about as if you're in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. If you're standing in Yerushalayim itself, Yachzer Panav LeMikdash. Face the base of Mikdash. And again, Yachavin Gam Kein LeBeis Kodesh HaKodeshim. What if you're behind the other side of the base of Mikdash? Haya Omeid Achoriya Kaporis Machzir Panav LeKaporis. You face towards the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Well, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the idea of facing Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, "Hispalu El Hashem Derech Ha'ir," facing the city Asher Bacharta, that's Yerushalayim, and then the Beis Hamikdash, "Hispalu El Habayis Hazeh." You face this the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Now, what's the idea of Europe on the other side of the Kaporis? Well, this means, let's say, you know, we face the Kotel, we face Yerushalayim. What if you're standing on Har HaZeisim, the other side? So then you're going to face towards the Beis Hamikdash, towards where the Beis Hamikdash stood. So you'll end up facing west, which is the opposite direction of where everyone else faces. We face east. So it says in the Seif that you have to face towards Yerushalayim, towards the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Okay. And it's a very powerful idea that you should think about as if you're standing in front of the Kaporis. Ki'igu omeid b'mikdash b'yushalayim, welcome Kodesh HaKodeshim. Imagine, you're supposed to do this. Before you daven Shmon Esrei, take a second or two to think about that you're as if you're standing in the Kodesh HaKodeshim as you daven. Okay. Sif Beis. Im ispalo l'ruach mishar ruchos, yitzadeg panu b'tzad Eretz Yisrael imu b'chutz l'aretz, b'yushalayim imu b'Eretz Yisrael v'mikdash imu b'yushalayim. What if for some reason you're not davening towards Eretz Yisrael? You're not, let's say you're on a chamor. You're riding on a chamor, and we're going to learn that you're on a chamor and you can't really turn around when you're davening. You can daven even though you're not facing the right direction. So try as you daven to turn your face towards the right direction. You're heading in one direction on the chamor. Try to turn your face in the proper direction. Oh. Rama continues, V'anu she'machzirin panenu l'mizrach, ne'sh'anu yoshin ba'amar b'sha Eretz Yisrael, v'nimsa panenu l'Eretz Yisrael. Oh. So the Rama says, most of us in Europe, we're on the west of Israel, of Eretz Yisrael, so we face east, also in America. We face east as well. Then the Rama says, Ein osin makam ha'aron v'tzara tfila neged zvichas shemesh mamash. Kizer derech haminim, v'akmechavin neged emsa yom. Well, the Rama says you're not supposed to face directly east; that you're facing directly the sunrise. So when you build the shul, you try to build it in a way where the shul faces the direction where the sun is, like when it's in the sky, the middle of the day, but not directly east. The Mishnah Berurah points out that in Europe and also in America, we're really a little bit to the west, we're to the west and a little to the north of Eretz Yisrael. So automatically our shuls don't face directly due east. They face a little bit southeast. If someone's in a shul that would face directly east, you want to try to avoid directly facing that the shul faces the sunrise. Oh. Then the Rama says, Umisha rotza l'kaim amoram harotza l'hasher yatzbin. Oh, the Hachkim Yadrim, Mikomakom Yitzadei Panov L'Mizrach. Now, there's an idea in the Gemara that if you If you want to become a Talmud Chacham, so you try to face south a little because the menorah was in the south. You want to become rich, you face north because the Shulchan represents wealth was in the north. So if you're doing that, so the Ramah says, but your face should still face the Mizrach. Now the Mishnah Berurah says we really do the opposite of this, that we always face east. And if you want to be Yachkim, so you turn your face a little bit to the south. And if you want to be a Yashir, become more rich, you turn your face a little bit to the north. But we try to face in the direction of east. Our body faces east. Now the poskim point out that let's say you're davening b'yichidus, and if you face directly east towards Yerushalayim, so there are certain things that might distract you. And you'd rather face slightly different direction, let's say towards the wall, in a way that there are less distractions. So it's preferable to face where you'll have more kavana. The main thing in davening is yishev hadas and kavana. And so you would face, let's say, the wall that's not directly east, but you'll have more kavana. And then to turn your face towards the east a little, facing Yerushalayim. But the main thing would be having your kavana. So here in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes, he talks about what happens if you're in a shul where they put the aron not on the side of the east. Normally you want to face the aron when you daven. That's where the Torah is and the Heichal. Like in the Beis Hamikdash, they face the Heichal. They face the main place where the aron was. So we want to face where the Torah was. So the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say the Aron's in the south, you should still face east, not in the direction of the Aron itself. So sometimes you're in yeshivas where the way they built the yeshiva, just the way it worked out with the topography of the layout of the land, it didn't work to put the Aron on the east, and the Aron's not, so during Shemoneh Esrei, they all face a different direction. Now it's interesting, later on in Simon Kuf Nun, the postkin quote, the Be'er Lacha has a suffix about this. Is it better to face the Aron or to face east? And he has a suffix. But here, he says clearly face east, and the Shevet Alevi and the postkin say, Rav Ozner Zatzal says, we follow this Mishnah Berurah and you should face east. Now, what if you're in a shul that everyone's facing towards the Aron, and you know that the right thing is to do is to face towards the east. So here the Mishnah Berurah says you don't want to stand out to do something totally different than everyone else, and therefore you would go with their direction. Ach yitzadei panav l'mizrach, but you would face your head towards the east. In other words, that people, they're making a mistake based on the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. But still, if you would daven in a different direction, then it would be a lack of kavod to the tzibur, and it would create problems. So therefore, daven the same as everyone else, and tilt your head a little to the east, which is really the right way you should be davening. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses where the rav of the shul should sit, because we assume the rav of the shul would want to face darom in order to be yachkim. So if the rav's on the right side of the aron, he can't really face south, because that's away from the Aron. That's lack of kavod to, in a sense, like turn his neck away from the Aron. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that if the Rav would want to be Yachkim, it would make more sense to put the Rav's seat on the left side of the Aron, so he could daven facing Mizrach and tilt his head a little to the right, to the Darom, and would be facing the Aron Kodesh. However, the poskim say that the general minhag ha'olam is that the Rav's chair is normally on the right side of the Aron, and the reason is that the right is the more chashiv side, and therefore the Rav would be on, and therefore he wouldn't turn to the right. So that is the more common minhag. Taka, if you're in a shul and the Rav is sitting to the left side of the Aron, so then the Rav can face a little to the right, and he's facing east, and he's turning his head to the right, and he can get the kiyum in of Yachkim, Harotesh Yachkim Yadrim, as the Mishnah Berurah says. Now there's a very interesting Lamaisa question. If a person is davening at the Kotel, so the Shulchan Aruch says, we saw that really a person should try to face Eretz Yisrael, and then face Yerushalayim, and then face the Makom HaMikdash, and then face the Kaporos, face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So maybe somebody davening at the Kotel should turn slightly to the left and face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Radbaz says our Masorah is, and now they're finding more and more evidence that the Dome of the Rock is really over the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's a lot of evidence for that. So then, L'chora, one should tilt a little to the left. However, Rav Nevensol says as follows: Hamispalim b'kosel rubam einam mispalim klapei makom Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the Rock klapei kosel. Most people just face the kosel, and he thinks it's probably correct. Aval yitachin dekein roi lasos to hoil v'kosel hu makom hashchina tzarech lamad panim keneged panim. Since the kosel itself is considered a makom of the shchina itself, the shchina is not departed from the kosel, so m'meila you're supposed to face directly towards the kosel, panim el panim with the shchina, and therefore the minhag olam, one can follow the minhag olam and face the kotel directly and not turn towards the, a little to the left, to face more directly to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what comes out of Rav Nevensol's comment. Okay, we'll stop here.